the communications between members of regional communities and rural residents, the citizen band radio is the only way of communication. Try to talk to truckers, they know the best brands and antenna options. The frequency maritime VHF radios are also a good option for good reach and frequencies hardly be traced within the country. For communication over long distances, only shortwave radios will be effective. These radios are used by radio amateurs for over 90 years. These will be the only equipment that can keep you in touch with each other between your countries. Mythy, the man actually stepped on the moon? In other interviews you confirmed that. What about the Van Allen belt of high radiation that kills virtually any living being to go through it? The man went to the moon, not every time it was announced, and even people who said they were really gone. Those who were announced as participants in the missions never really had been there. Volunteers, who were trained for this, knew the risks and accepted these suicide missions for the good of their families. They were for free and spontaneous will for the good of science. They all died a few months after the missions by the effect of radiation received in back and forth from their missions. The costumes they used to walk on the moon neither were those that showed. There was a large heating unit that had to be taken as a shopping cart, pushed by the astronaut, all the time. They hung up the main heating system to pose for photographs for about 10 minutes at most. Both Russians and Americans have been there for some occasions. Special costumes used during the passage through the fields of the Van Allen belt helped quite at the level of survival, and all instruments on board were summarily turned off during these passages in back and forth to avoid being destroyed by radiation. Even instruments panels insulated with sheets of lead, if they are operating during passage, will burn out. All probes sent by you to explore the solar system and the moon's surface passes through the belt of energy totally disconnected, to avoid being overwhelmed and disabled permanently. They are activated only when they are already at a safe distance. You remember the attempt of your scientists to stop or neutralize the Van Allen belt with a large atomic explosion? It only got worse, as it absorbed the energy and became more active than it was. It is impossible to destroy a field such as the characteristics of your magnetic field will keep it active until your planet's TMS core is changed accordingly. These energy fields do not affect our ships because our force field completely isolates the ship of any influence from the external environment. Do you remember when I said you were transferred to Earth to recycle only here until the necessary development? These force fields only form in planets with the function to isolate the planet, avoiding anything out of it without being on time to happen. Nothing happens by chance, my friends, everything is always planned. No uninhabited planet has energy fields of this type, because there is nothing that can come out of it that can contaminate or threaten the balance planned. It's like a fence to keep the babies leave the predetermined location and get hurt. This Van Allen belt will dissipate when the planet is at the right point, that is, when only the beings of level 1 are living here. At year's end, the planet will go to level 1. But only when all the zero level has been transferred naturally, the belt of energy will dissipate completely. This is not a prison planet, is simply a reformatory, where everyone can reach the goal of developing and conscientization necessary for harmonic socializing with other communities. Friends, in this turbulent period of social and environment changes, seeking to find the creator that is within each of you. No book or doctrine represents more your soul than what you feel inside of your conscience. A good soul can be Jewish, Buddhist, Christian, Shinto, Muslim, Hindu, or any other, as much as a bad soul. Religion, nominally speaking, says absolutely not about who is good and who is not. Remember that when you move to a new stage of development, the collective consciousness will have no value but rather individual consciences. Do not look at others with indifference dictated by any doctrine. Think that his children could be yours, and he could be your brother. Do not think of differences in dialects or languages. Think that a raised hand in peace sign is the sign understood by all those who want peace, and that a child cries the same way in any language. Do not let anyone tell you who you are. Know thyself and you will be your own conscience. Video 88, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda A. Video 88, September 04th 2012. Mythy, what news you can give us about upcoming events. As for Nibiru's system, do not worry about it for now. He is coming down and will pass close the orbit of Jupiter. The timing of this event is being monitored to not cause major damage. The pressure is increasing in the core of the planet and time of major tectonic events is approaching quickly. A good way to let you know the time of great pressure on the planet's core is to monitor the behavior of the probe that is in Siberia, buried in the place you call Patomskaya Crater. That's when it starts to fall toward the center of the planet. Large solar emissions are bound to happen and some of these big emissions directly will reach the planet. The time is coming of the nature fulfill their course. These emissions affect not only the Earth, will also be fulfilling its role in the evolution of other planets in the system. Everything possible was done to alleviate the effects of the events so far, but the time is coming for the final adjustment of the new age. Mithy, about RBSP, on August 30, NASA launched a rocket with twin probes for studying the Earth's radiation belts on various scales of space and time. This is a strange mission for the moment. Could you comment on this matter? Friends, in reality these probes are not what they say they are. The NASA knows the Van Allen belt very well, because they had access to the files reptilians for over 10 years. These probes intend to monitor the movement of spaceships and opening portals using some features of the radiation belt. The radiation belt has two different levels, a cloud of protons, and another of electrons, which act as a large capacitor maintaining a large potential difference between them. When crossed by a force field that shields a spacecraft, the field of spacecraft carries up slightly positively charged and when it crosses the zone of electrons, or vice versa, generates a large burst of discharge from the surface of the force field, creating a point of high pressure, and it is detectable for a period of time which can vary up to a minute. A gateway of gravity tunnel for passing ships can spend hours open, and is also easily detectable by the disturbance in the radiation belt. What they really want is to monitor in detail the movements of incoming and outgoing on the planet. Mithy, many people are concerned with the military movements in America. If you know something, you comment with us? Well, according to the report Pleiadians, the countries of North America and Europe will be the target of a major military operation in the coming months, an operation of containment and control of the population in general. Does not will be a war operation but could generate many casualties. According to the report, martial law will be implemented and the economy will collapse. But that we already mentioned before. Misappropriation and sharing of natural resources of the Middle East will happen in sequence, with the state of war declared openly. They will take advantage of the increase in tectonic activities to implement containment measures necessary for the implementation of plans prepared by them. Answering possible questions, no, we cannot interfere in the actions of your society until there is a declaration of race officially accepted to represent the planet. Be prepared, because the scheduled events already have their days numbered. We know it will happen but we have to wait. If the report Pleiadians materialize in full, the planet will never be as you know it now. It will be a great judgment, no jury and no judge, where the sentence is already drawn in the conscience of everyone involved that have reached the end of this class with the planet. As you say in your literature, the phoenix will rise from the ashes. Mithy, then 2012 will be the final climax of this era? Do not think that everything will happen in these last months of 2012. The sequence of events will continue in 2013 and step into a succession of adjustments for the next 2 years at least. You will have to develop your maximum understanding the meaning of humanity, for your survival not worth it, if it is obtained at the cost of lives of the weakest. If you need to fight to defend your family or your community, this is a noble cause, but be sure to open your doors to all who need shelter and assistance. Attackers are not welcome anywhere in the universe, therefore, the struggle of the oppressed against the oppressor will not cause loss of gloss in your aura or decrease in your level of frequency. The struggle between well-intentioned against the oppressors for power is a constant in a universe of a third dimension, only the development and access to more advanced technologies to provide supremacy of well-intentioned, against the oppressive and warlike societies. According to guidelines of the Community Galactica, the humans and reptilians allocated on Mars will be prevented from any intervention on planet Earth during social recovery in the coming years, so plans for logistical support of your elitist governments will collapse. Do not forget that evil can be transformed into good, everything can be a simple change of attitude and the right choice of leaders. The elitists who run those societies, like yours, right here on planet keeps a sample of what still happens in the universe backward societies. They represent the oppressors that are phased out when a society develops as a whole, thereby removing the supremacy of these oppressive caste. That is why the elites want to keep their people in ignorance and always want to be ahead of the technology since the day it reversed. They will become anachronistic. How many more wake up in a society oppressed the greatest threat to ruling elites? So my friends, wake up. The elites will only have oppressive armies, while they have those who fight for their ideals forged. Do not fight for causes elitist and oppressive, that yes, you can delay your personal development for thousands of years in development on other planets reformatory was as Earth so far. Do not kill your fellows in the interests of minority elite dazzled or religious leaders with delusions of divine representatives. Refer to crusades as heroic facts in your story. It is defamatory to everything that can be considered normal conduct of a civilization. It is the way of your elitist leaders and major religious cartel that has always supported them in exchange for power and riches, to make the head of ignorant people to continue serving the unholy intentions of their greed. There is no honor in killing and looting. Much of thy people still believe and follow religious doctrine created for the submission of the masses. Back 1,000 years ago in development, will be a personal hell created by all the fools who participate in this type of action against their equals. Chaos is a difficult test, but who go through it with flying colors reap the benefits of never having to go through another chaos from now on. Love and understanding for your neighbor will have maximum weight in these finals. Think about it, will be the final proof for your prom. Do not let anyone or anything prevent you from graduating. Video 89, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda. A Video 89, September 8th, 2012. Mythi. The huge pyramids were found in Bosnia. You could say something about them for us? The pyramids of Bosnia were built by the Saksas civilization 12,200 years ago. The Saksas occupied a large area, from where it is today Turkey to the south, to Slovenia, Hungary and Austria to the north. With the help of their tutors, the Etonians of Andromeda, these pyramids were built to supply energy and to provide a direct line of communication between the two planets. The pyramids that have had their resonance chambers damaged, as the case of the pyramids of Egypt, Mayan, Aztec and much of the Asiatic are totally broken, but others still in full operation and will continue to work for thousands of years unless modified. The way to use this energy depends of recipients of distribution that you do not have, because here were all taken when these civilizations were transferred to other planets higher level. The master in power distribution Nikola Tesla provided all the drawings and designs of these receptors to the assembly of a global distribution network of free energy, but your elites chose to archive these projects in favor of power generation conventional to be fully charged from users. Only a few pieces of a great receiver of that time were found by you, but missing many others to assemble a complete receiver unit. These parts you call Dropper stones, which are a few parts of a big receiver that has been in operation in China at this time of the construction of the pyramids in Bosnia. This system clean of energy production was used by all civilizations that had regional development here and later were taken of the planet, when they reached level 1. When the planet was officially transformed into a reformatory, you started your development without the presence of tutors, so that you guys could develop yourselves and thus prove your viability as a possible new planetary race or destroy yourselves by your full and sole responsibility. Fortunately, in this process of self-development, a lot of beings have evolved to the point where they can go to level 1, and that will make this colony viable, which had the merit of having been developed at their own expense. There were more than 80 pyramids on the planet, Many were destroyed, others buried by tectonic movements, others were submerged by the oceans, others are covered with ice, but many remain untouched by man. The opening of these pyramids in search of treasure, which really does not exist, will eventually destroy the true treasure that can offer the pyramids, which is the unlimited amount of energy channel they can provide. It's a shame, for with Tesla receivers, all of you could be enjoying the free energy of the pyramids that remain operational on the planet. Bosnian_pyramid6.jpg, Bosnian_pyramid_full.jpg, 104544pyramidsun1.jpg, energy beam from the Bosnian pyramid off the sun.jpg, CB gave us guidelines to watch some of your apocalyptic movies he showed us. My crew really liked the sense of humor of yours in the film Paul, and in the case of the 2012 movie they understood what I spoke to them about. Some of you are well aware of the possibilities of the events that may happen. It's like you are watching the possible future. Just need to realize the signs that precede the events. I'm not saying it will happen that way, but there is a great possibility of something very similar happen if the pressure continues to increase at the current rate. Mithy, many emails asking about the predictions of events, something can be said? Friends, I cannot be an agent provocateur of panic, I have to restrain myself a little on the news because I am not the official spokesperson and do not want to be suspended from my mission, but friends, follow the instructions that I gave you several times, observe the events with the eyes of someone who knows what to look for. The news is increasingly available. The Pacific Ring of Fire is under incredible pressure. The events take place in a clockwise direction from any point on the ring. When it begins, you will have a few hours to take the measures already discussed in previous conversations. Watch your governments, the stampede has already started a few weeks ago. The large naval base in Southern California will be with virtually no moored vessel. It will be observed in other key points, connected to the Ring of Fire. Yellowstone and the Canaries are trying to resist the pressure but will not be able to hold on much longer if the pressure recedes a bit. A large CME from the sun is about to happen, stay tuned these news, it may be enough to increase the pressure that may be the drop of water. Pay attention to the news you get in your unofficial media on the orbital changes of the planets in the solar system, and you guys who are already prepared, will know what is happening. You will have news of strange animals, of algae to mammals, causing changes in the color of water, among other things odd, this end of age. Beings like what you guys call it Sasquatch, Yeti, and others are protected by the night walkers or night crawlers for hundreds of years. In this age of late colony zero level, many races that make experiences of biological adaptation, brought new life forms on the planet, without the knowledge of Community Galactica because the planet is still not considered an official member of the community and many rushed to finalize their experiences. You even will find new species in your oceans and forests, strange animals and humanoids primitive types, which possibly will not be part of your fauna in the future of the colony level 1. Many strange things will still be seen in this transition period. Years from now, when you guys have access to the files of the Community Galactica will redeem all that has happened on the planet, meet the tribes of humanoids who lived here before and during the age of dinosaurs, will know a story with images of the time that you guys never thought existed. We'll see battles that ensued for control of the planet between humanoid and non-humanoid races, we'll see the planet change size, the reconfiguration of the continents, a long timeline with more activity as you had never imagined. This is one of the planet's most folk I've ever had the pleasure to know, hardly a planet had so much activity, like this in galaxies that I know. Therefore this colony is so special, for that reason many races comes to experiences here. This was one of the projects or planetary formation more successful of the Community Galactica, and has long been a benchmark of planning in other star systems, used for the development of humanoid colonies. Explaining in other words, a lot that has to be made artificially in other planets naturally you have here, and that is priceless because if something happens the planet recovers alone without any interference. It is a planet with life itself. Video 90, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda. A video 90, September 21, 2012. Mithy, there are rumors that a naval operation involving US and China is on course to destroy a hostile reptilian base in the Pacific region. This can be true, friends. I will be emphatic on this response. As I have mentioned on other occasions, a naval forces of you do not represent anything at all to attack a base wherever it was. A spacecraft of service like ours or any Arcturian ship alone could destroy an entire fleet of your ships with ease, without suffering a single scratch. Your government knows this perfectly because the missiles are neutralized as they are released. Even if one of your atomic missiles reached one of our spacecraft, it would not even ruin the paint. Within minutes the ocean floor would be full of twisted scrap. You still do not understand that our systems of offense and defense are thousands of times faster in response to any action than your missiles, bullets, lasers, or any fraction of time that you imagine to draft an offensive action. Our force fields are totally impregnable to your current basic technology. This is the worst story of misinformation that they could invent. Those who believe in such a story will be those who will be manipulated to the end, the completely ignorant. If Reptiliana TMS spacecraft participate in this farce, you can be sure that they will lose even the right to license Colonial on Mars, among other penalties, including restrictions on use of CG's transportation portals network. The Reptilians are much smarter than you think. They never faced a decision of CG in benefit of any agreement they have made with your elitist. If something does happen, it will be a theater of drones or holography orchestrated by your own government. They have already been warned of the order of non-interference on the planet in these critical times of change. We're here to help this colony as if to dominate and take possession. This colony has not existed for a long time. I've told you several times about this false flag attacks involving aliens, so it's up to you who already wake up to reality, trying to spread this truth to all who will listen. Do not accept that your fellows are deceived by a scam like this, totally implausible. This will be my last warning on this subject. Mithy, our elitists already have technologies to build ships like the Reptilians? See, your governments have worked in a lot of re-engineering the spacecraft captured or crashed, but only managed a few quantities of raw materials required after some agreements with the Reptilians. We know that your government had some technologies in use with anti-gravity, but need control systems far beyond the so-called supercomputers that you still use. The integration of the spacecraft is scheduled throughout the molecular level. Everything is integrated. The quantum molecular engineering technology is far beyond the possibilities of your science at the current stage. No use you put an anti-gravity device on an aircraft built according to your technology, for maneuverability, speed, inertia, etc., will make it impossible for serving anything useful except to lift weights. It's as if your ancient Romans succeeded an engine of your current helicopters to put in a chariot, simply not logical. There are some airplane units detected by Pleiadians, flying with anti-gravity, but depend on fuel and turbines to achieve speed and maneuvering, that is, units are almost conventional, with buoyancy. As you perceive, it is impossible to re-engineering of an interstellar spaceship through of your current technology. Friends, watch your sun. As I said a few days ago, the planet may receive more energy than he can handle in the current context. Check the movements of your military and governments. The answer of your sun to the forces channeled by gravitational tunnels that connect all bodies with the center of your galaxy is increasing exponentially, and your geomagnetic field strength is fading in inverse proportion to the change in polarity to be induced in the Earth's core in this inversion in the galactic equatorial plane. Several ships, Krulians and several other breeds, are monitoring your sun, but not with any plan of interference, because these changes are necessary to upgrade the system as a whole. Interferences aiming only planet Earth at this time may delay the development of the planet itself and would delay the natural development of other planets involved with the system. Attempts to minimize the consequences for this colony will have to be made locally, not to interfere with the rest of the system. Our orders are to avoid, at any cost, that this colony will not survive. So when the time comes for action, all survivors, regardless of their ethnicity, can count on our direct assistance. In case it happens a lack of energy and communications, if it happens, you ever wonder what your options would be to keep your family for a few months without these features? In that case, you may have to spend the next year without these features, therefore costs nothing, beyond your survival, think about and be prevented. As we have talked about it several times, I think I will no longer need to talk about it again. Another thing you guys to take into account, it is better to spend a little hungry out than trying to survive in the refugee camps of your governments. The plans for these fields are extremely malignant. Do not believe false promises. Survive until we can eventually interfere somehow. Be assured that you will be winners, one way or another, will be free for a new fairer society. Your descendants will have a much better place to live and develop, and the forces of oppression that reigned until now will definitely cut off the planet. Imagine the importance of being part of this historic occasion. All that we encounter with the blue beings will be received as the new colonizers of the planet and be prepared for a comeback to continue the new society, now with a new DNA. We'll return to help those who were to receive them and create them for this new generation level 1. All fulfill its role, all chosen will be involved with the future of a new race. Video 91, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda A. Video 91, September 25, 2012. Mithy, give us a light on the meaning of life. The sense of being immortal, what would be the ultimate goal of all this evolution? We all become gods, and we sat contemplating and creating universes? You see, this question is an interesting reflection. In tens of thousands of years, you guys will be wondering the same thing and are going to possibly better understand the possible answers. Limiting ourselves to our current universe, I can shed some light. One day, you too will be part of the active creation, creating new colonies from primitive beings, giving your DNA so they will have the possibility of development, giving all the initial guidelines and watch them grow as seeds of your race. You will be considered gods by them. Breeds from level 6 upwards, create colonies to collaborate on the development of our universe, of which we will leave only after completing all the required cycles, including cycles as creators of worlds. You will also be incubators of other planets in your and other distant galaxies, and the human race of Earthlings will spread increasingly across the universe with so many other races, sown by other cultures. The perception of Divinia depends on the point of reference of the observer conscientization. An inferior race that receives the blessings of knowledge, guidance and crossbreeds with beings coming from the stars, will revere these teachers as gods, and will try to live according to the guidance received. Societies to level 3 cannot currently allowed to develop new hybrid humanoid races without the direct supervision of their own early mentors, so that the control of genes is relevant to the original, correcting possible adaptations generated by several generations in controlled environments. All DNA in all hybridizations came to be filed in the corresponding galactic communities for any future reference. Previously, any race promoted colonies with crosses with native societies and created slaves, laborers and servants. There was no control, many mistakes were made and many bad races were generated. Before the creation of regulatory galactic communities, many breeds created randomly not worked very well. They have become unstable, creating unexpected changes themselves. These procedures created societies with genetic abnormalities, sometimes with advanced features but with deviations of personality and behavior generated by the side effects of their own creation. So now, any other humanoid hybrid that is created to a new colonization native should be analyzed and certified by the most advanced societies normally involved in the initial creation of the DNA to be transferred. It may seem a little complicated, but it is a system that was functioned very harmoniously. Again, in the case of Earth, for being a reformatory, many of these breeds with problems were brought here as a last resort to attempt in an isolated development. This natural filtering process meant that societies pass here for more problems than most other societies on other planets' colony. Therefore, all who pass level here deserve serious consideration as a new breed. They are the survivors forged by its own merits. As this question will be made with certainty, I will answer now. The reptilians are not humanoids, and all attempts to hybrids between them and humanoids did not work.